Well, it is Friday, November the 10th, and that means one thing. It is time for this month's edition of Ask the Mayor with local celebrity and Minden Mayor Nick Cox. How are you doing, Mayor?
Good morning, Mark. How are you?
Well, of course, for those of you that didn't watch, Minden Mayor was kind of prominent on the In with the New or In with the Old.
Right.
The program that featured Sarah McDaniel's house that she had been remodeling. Well, I say has been remodeling. It's all been a couple of months ago, obviously, now since all that transpired. But you got to help take care of the kitchen, and from what I saw, it looked like you did a really good job.
Well, thank you, sir. Sarah has a great way of getting me into some unique situations, I tell you.
At least you didn't get yourself into trouble. But I do want to know, first question I guess we'll fire away is, where does this phrase, like socks on a rooster, come from?
Well, you know, when you first hear the phrase, like socks on a rooster, it makes you really think. What does that even mean, you know? Can you put socks on a rooster? But if you ever do, they're going to fit snug. Yeah. So it's a very important phrase, like socks on a rooster.
I guess in your case, you wanted it to fit like socks on a rooster.
That's
you wanted
right.
It to be nice and snug. Talk about your involvement with that process. What all did y'all do? You mainly just did the kitchen cabinets?
Did the cabinets in the kitchen, but we also did she has that round turret up on the third floor. You know, that corner where it's rounded. So that is a room, and she needed some round seating, so we built benches for those. And we also built a bar for that big third-floor room she has up there.
And I tell you what, that really I really enjoyed this show. As much as the HGTV show was nice, I really liked this one, mainly because there wasn't so much going on. You had one focus, and you know, it didn't really showcase much of Minden itself, but just the fact that Minden was prominent in what it was, and it's a location that people can say, I want to go see that house that I saw in Minden.
Yeah,
and those are people who are out there. They'll go check these places out.
Oh, we've learned that from HGTV, and I don't want to compare the two because that wouldn't be fair, but I was very pleased with how this episode went. I thought it highlighted Minden well, even though it wasn't just a total focus on Minden. What it did highlight was beautiful, you know, and a lot of the love we have as a community from all our different workers and all was highlighted. So I thought it put Minden in a really good light.
And one thing I wasn't really aware of, that house, for its age, it was actually in pretty good shape, considering. I mean, yeah, she had to do some rehab, but the bones of the house actually looked like they were pretty good.
That is a very well-built house, has a lot of high-end woodwork all throughout, and just well-preserved. It wasn't dilapidated. When I walk through it in the very beginning, you know, the first thing I look at on a house like that is the stability of the floors. And that house was really stable in the structure. The bones are great.
Yeah, well, my granddad was a carpenter, and he'd always tell me, he said, they just don't make plywood like they used to.
They don't make anything like they used to, even pine trees.
Yeah, of course, he would always tell me, he said, the wood now versus the wood back from even in the 50s and early 60s, just the density of it and the strength of it's not even the same.
Oh, there's no comparison.
Yeah, and of course, that's another
deep dive. Now, you get me on woodworking, we can have a whole other show.
We can ask the carpenter or we can ask the mayor today. But of course, in your situation too, though, with your business, it's kind of you might be getting some phone calls as well, just from the exposure you got from that. Not that that's why you did that,
right.
But that was just kind of those kind of things kind of help.
These situations are win-wins for everybody. You know, all her contractors will generally get busier, which provides more jobs for people in our area.
Exactly.
You know, more income for us.
And if I'm not mistaken, most of the people involved with that were local folks, correct?
And the same people she's been doing all her rehabs with, whether they're on camera or off camera, whether she's just straight up doing one for an investment or whether it's for, TV exposure. She uses the same cruise if she can. Yeah. Every time.
And you know, that really in itself kind of bringing it back full circle to from a city perspective, people, individuals, not just Sarah, but individuals, period, that are willing to take on some of these old structures in town, and we have a lot of them.
Plenty of them.
You know, that in itself is a win for the city anytime anybody says, I want to take on this house and fix it up.
I tease Sarah and tell her she owns the whole road over there, you know.
She pretty much does.
But
now,
if you look at the areas that use her as an example that she's rehabbed, those neighborhoods are coming back, you mm-hmm. know, and help the area. Like over towards the Tillman Way, she had yeah. a few over that way, and those needed rehabbing bad, and now they're beautiful places where people are paying to stay overnight.
Yeah,
those are the kind of things we need more of in the city.
Yeah, and that's the one thing that gets kind of lost in our community is just some of the those older areas of town. Of course, you know, Minden kind of started in the downtown area and the old resident historic area, and then it kind of grew. It grew back Shreveport Roadway, I think, first, and then it kind of grew back around. Well, actually, kind of grew back around Minden first, and then grew back Shreveport Way.
I think Roadway kind of grew a lot during the ammunition plant.
Yeah,
you know, that direction. And
there was somebody was telling me I can't remember that they were throwing. I can't remember they were throwing up houses so fast in that stretch that they were literally using the wood that came when they were unpacking stuff. They were literally using that wood to kind of put houses together. They were going up so fast.
It. But those are all well built houses.
Yeah, and that's the charm of Minden that people really don't see. It's kind of run down now, but especially back behind Minden High School, mm-hmm. really some unique and nice old houses that just really need somebody that's willing to. And you know, that's easy to say because some of those houses, you know, money is an object, unfortunately, for all of us, and it takes a lot to rehab a older house, especially to get them up to code.
I can't tell you the people that have told Sarah she's crazy, myself included, on a few of her projects. I've had people, and I don't think she'd mind me sharing this, I've had people say, you know, she'll never make it with these choices, and now they're saying, I guess it can be done.
Yeah.
I guess if you do it right, it will produce. And so she's doing well with it, and I hope she can be an example for the rest of us to buy that old house next door and fix it up and make it into something useful.
Well, of course, this is Ask the Mayor with Minden Mayor Nick Cox on this Friday, November the 10th. We normally have this show on the first Friday after the Minden City Council meeting, and because of the way that fell, it's technically the second Friday of the month, but just the way the month fell. And, of course, the city council meeting was held on Monday. Really kind of a light agenda. I might even add we kind of set a record for quick meeting for Monday. It kind of got through rather quickly, but there wasn't really a lot on the agenda, which not necessarily a bad thing in some senses.
Yeah, less is more sometimes. And yeah, if it wasn't for the National Night Out recognition, it would have been a pretty quick one.
Yeah, there were a couple of things on the agenda of note that citizens will need to know about, and we've already had it on the news. But one of the one biggies that I guess you could say on the agenda was one slight amendment to the credit card usage fees for the city. And of course, for most folks now, if you know, myself included on occasion with the light and water bills, if you pay online or if you pay at the city, if you use your card, there is a $3.50 charge, and that's been since cards were allowed to be used. And what basically the city has done has changed you guys adjusted the rates to reflect the usage fee. When you swipe it, you get charged as the city or as a business, you get charged a transaction fee for actually swiping the card. I guess they're handling the money, moving back and forth, what have you. But those fees have really gone up over the years, and that was what was interesting to me, was just how much money the city was losing just by having that fixed fee instead of a floating fee. And I'll let you kind of go into the details of what the council approved on Monday
night. You know, 20 years ago in business, if you tried to charge the credit card fee and passed it on to the customer, that was taboo.
Burned at the stake.
Not allowed. So you had to fix that cost into your selling price no matter what. Now we live in a world where if you use a credit or debit, particularly a credit card at a business, you're going to be charged extra. We're all getting used to that. That's kind of the norm now. Well, the city of Minden's been rolling with that flat $3.50. Well, if you pay a $100 bill, or you pay a $1,000 bill, or you pay a $10,000 bill, historically all we charged was $3.50. But we might eat $9, $18, $27, $200.
Yeah. So just depends on the amount.
Well, it really came out during the budget process. We look at every line item in our expenditures and in our revenues, and it became really clear that our online transactions, the city of Minden was losing nearly $30,000 a year in transaction fees, meaning the customer or the citizen used their credit card. We were assessed a fee by the credit card company, but we didn't turn around and charge the citizen enough to cover
the fee,
the cost. So we were losing $28,000, $29,000, $30,000 a year for the last how long? It's been a while. And so the council and myself were like, well, we need to update our policy. So that's what we did. Now it's a $3.50 minimum, but it's also a 3% charge, whichever is greater. So 3% or $3.50, whichever amount is greater. We capped it at a maximum of 200. It's not very often.
That would be a rare occasion. Maybe yeah. A big business that's sucking a lot of juice.
And keep in mind, too, there's some options that don't cost you, such as every month, a lot of our citizens are on direct draft, bank draft. There's no cost for bank drafts.
Yeah.
A lot of our citizens pay with a check in person or in the drive-thru. With a check, and so there's no cost for that. So if you don't want to pay, let's say your bill's really high this month and you don't want to pay a high fee, you don't pay the 3%, we'll just write a check, and we'll take that still, and there's no charge for that. So it's just not good for a business, but it's not good for a city to lose money.
So, yeah, well, and especially with the city, every dollar matters, and,
yeah.
You know, if there's a spot where you can cut some costs, and you know, and it's an unfortunate one for a lot of folks. I know they've gotten used to, a lot of folks have probably gotten used to paying that $3.50 add-on. Well, now that amount will change, and I'm assuming there'll be your computer folks will probably love you because they've got to go in and reprogram all this
right.
stuff. But for everybody's benefit, this does not take effect until January 1, right?
Right. And another thing of significance to mention, we had another issue across the city. Different departments adopted credit card payments at different times.
Oh,
so let's
gotcha.
Say Light and Water had credit cards first, and they did the $3.50. Well, the rec center years later comes online, and they do credit cards. Well, they charge differently than we do. And so then,
so now it's uniform across
right,
the board.
You have the permit department. They are kind of separate. And then what really brought it to light and really prompted us to go ahead and change the policies, the police department now
mm-hmm.
wants to get away from taking cash so much and move more towards credit card transactions,
yeah.
which from an audit standpoint, super clean.
Yeah, because it takes the liability away
right,
from you.
Right, so we want them to take credit cards, but it was time to unify. So now we have one policy we can use throughout the city.
Yeah.
Goes into effect January 1st. Another thing, do we have another minute before
the
break?
No, you're good.
Okay. Another thing, while we're on the subject, that I'd like to give everyone a heads up on, the first week of December, we're getting a kiosk for the drive-thru.
Oh, really?
Yes. And so right now, you have to come during our open hours to make a payment through the drive-thru.
Mm-hmm. Which is 7:30 to 4.
To 4. And if you're not there by 4, you're not going to make that payment. You can use the Dropbox. Well,
yeah.
We have a problem with the Dropbox. You'd be surprised how many times, and this is shocking, people will drop money in the drop box, but not properly mark whose account it is.
No.
So sometimes they show up to City Hall and check the drop box, the employees, and there might be $400 cash in there.
With no accounting to
where it
goes.
With very little understanding of whose account it is. Maybe they halfway wrote it sloppy, the account number. So it's time we get away from those things. So the drive-thru window in December will be phased out and we'll have an automatic teller. Now, that does several things for the citizens, such as 24/7 bill payment.
Yeah.
When you pay your bill, it'll post immediately to your account.
Oh, that's nice.
So that'll help. Another thing, it keeps us from having to deal with cash left in the drop box.
Yeah, another liability there as well.
But another thing it does, right at the moment, the city of Minden will not take a credit card payment through the drive-thru. So if you want to pay with your card in the drive-thru, we don't allow that. We don't want to touch anybody's credit card for the liability. Plus, we get charged a higher rate
exactly.
if we handle the card versus you handle the card. But with the automatic teller, you'll be able to pay. You'll have three ways to pay. Cash. It'll take cash. It'll take checks.
Oh, really?
It'll take checks. And it'll also take credit cards 24/7 in the drive-thru. Now, while the drive-thru is being remodeled, we have another kiosk that'll be sitting outside of City Hall out front that'll be up and ready to use before we shut down the drive-thru. So we'll have an option until we get the drive-thru remodeled with the ATM.
So the drive-thru window will go away.
It's going away.
This will be where the kiosk will go.
That's right.
Okay.
That's right.
How long has this been in the works?
I ordered that kiosk like 4 or 5 months ago.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Just time to get there.
It's taken forever to get in.
Yeah. Was this something that you had, you and the council had,
yes.
and the Light and Water had already discussed?
Yes. And, you know, to be honest, we have trouble hiring employees for Light and Water.
Yeah.
So that's another reason why we're moving towards an automatic system. We live in a technical world.
Yeah,
we have customer service people that'll still be there
you
on
still
the
walk
inside.
Up, walk
you
up
can still
in the window,
go in
yeah.
and pay, but you can't use you know the drive-thru's going automatic teller.
So is it one of these where it scans has a scanner to scan your bill type situation?
You should be able to use the barcode on the bill.
Oh, okay. Okay. Mm-hmm. That was and that's weird to me trying to figure that out.
Oh yeah, you should. There's a barcode. It should be there will be, if there's not, I think there already is, a barcode on the bill, and it'll be able to scan that. We already are having the kiosk synchronized with our technology, so
yeah.
our software system.
So it immediately inputs it to
hopefully,
your account.
As soon as it gets here, it's ready to roll.
Well, that'll be great. And it's just one of those moving forward type things. I know for years people have hit that drive-through, and
it's a busy thing.
Yeah, and that drive-through stays busy, especially from now till end of the month, or till from the first of the month to the 10th, especially.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
it's really busy. So
and then towards cutoff day, it's
yeah,
lined up to the road.
Yeah, get lined up.
We say, please pay your bill by 2 o'clock, and there will be cars lined up. At 2:30, still
trying to pay. Well, I was going to ask, and we talked about this a couple of months ago. How has the delinquent accounts situation gone since you've kind of put the enforcement back in with the past due bills?
It's so much better. When I first took office, we were running about 800 people who were paying just
holy smokes.
A month or two behind. And what we all have to understand is the further behind you get, the harder it is to catch up. Because the bill and the usage still happens. But if we let you just go out and out and out, then you owe us for two or three.
The meter is literally running.
It is. And so we've gone. Now, I think the last time they told me at cutoff day, we were down to 100.
Well, that's great.
Yeah.
That means most folks are getting their affairs in order in that regard.
The trouble with the system, too, of letting the delinquencies be so high is before you know it, people can't pay the bill, and they'll move out or get a different service, and then the rest of the citizens have to eat it.
Yeah,
and we don't care for that.
Yeah, and you know there are situations where different times of the year when it's extremely hot or extremely cold that cutoffs don't happen.
That's right.
Or they're suspended for a short amount of time.
I mean, I didn't exactly just yell it from the mountaintops, but the truth is, from like June to August, we didn't cut off.
too hot.
It was too hot, and we didn't want people to perish.
Yeah, so. Exactly. It's just kind of common sense thing there.
Right.
But this is Ask the Mayor with Minden Mayor Nick Cox, and we will gladly take your questions. The phone number to call is 318-596-1590. That's a local number to call. You will call us here at the station. You can also text that line as well, 318-596-1590. If you have a question you'd like to ask the mayor, and he is here till 10 o'clock, and he'll be happy to take your phone calls, messages, ideas. He'll even take those as well. He's open for any and all.
That's right.
So bring it on. He said he can handle it. He may even give some carpentry advice as we continue on the program. It's 26 minutes past 9 o'clock. You're listening to Ask the Mayor on AM 1240 KASO.
Score early this NFL season with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets with any winning $5 moneyline bet. That's $150 if your team wins. If you've been thinking about joining FanDuel, there's no better time to get in on the action. The app is so easy to use. There's a wide range of betting options, spreads, player props, over-unders, and more. I like putting a spread bet together with the over for my parlays, and anytime player touchdown always has me on the edge of my seat. So if you're ready to do the same, visit FanDuel.com/win and kick off the NFL season. That's FanDuel.com/win. FanDuel, official partner of the NFL.
21 plus and present in Louisiana. Permitted parishes only. First online real money wager only. $5 pregame money line wager required. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-877-770-STOP.
The Crimson Tide are on the road for the first round of the playoffs as they travel to West Feliciana to take on the Saints. Game time is set for 7 p.m. Support the Tide. Be at the game if you can, but if you can't make the game, catch it on Real Country 104.5. Brought to you by the Webster Council on Aging, Spear Roofing, B1 Bank, and by Mighty Oaks. It's the Crimson Tide at the Saints, Friday night, 7 p.m. on Real Country 104.5 KBEF and online at KBEF.com. It's 9:29 here on Ask the Mayor with Minden Mayor Nick Cox on AM 1240 KASO. You can ask the mayor yourself by giving us a call, 318-596-1590. That's 318-596-1590 to talk with Minden Mayor Nick Cox. And Mayor, a couple of weeks ago now, had another power outage to clean up all the or tidy up all the repairs that had been made out at the substation that feeds the city of Minden. And there was another citywide outage a couple of weeks ago to basically get off the bypass and get back on the area that was damaged and get everything back like it's supposed to be. And we were out for just a little over 2 hours, I guess, not quite three as predicted, but it seems like everything went smoothly, I guess, on that regard.
Well, you know, they replaced a whole lot of things out at that substation, and I don't know all the technical things. They emailed me a list of all the repairs they did, and Entergy was so excited about the updates they made and were so proud to tell us what they did. And of course, my line crew, they understood all the value and what the repairs were. And so apparently, just to summarize the situation, apparently the repairs they did are going to put us in a lot better position and prevent, hopefully, that from happening again for a long time. And they were needed really bad, but they went in, and you can even visually see some improvements they made.
I was about to say, it probably gave them an opportunity to do some things that they probably would like to have done, but it was, again, mm-hmm. got to take it down to do it. And by having that bypass, it allowed them to have time to really get in there and kind of work it over with a comb and really see what they needed.
They went over it and rebuilt it all. And so it's updated. And like I said, they're real proud of the work they did. And it has good significance for our stability of our system. It was kind of just kind of on a fun note. You know, since I've been the mayor like 312 days, we've cut the power off several times for different situations have come
storm
up.
Related outages.
And then we had some planned. We had to repair some, like my first week, we had to repair some switches that had failed and we cut the power off. So every time we've looked ahead to cut the power off, I mean, people just go bananas.
Oh, yeah.
Well, it was funny to me. This time, I think everybody was focused on the witches ride, and no one really said anything about the last power outage. That was the quietest, smoothest transition we had, and they got it on real quick, and everyone seemed pleased with it. So,
well, we have a text that came through on the text line at 318-596-1590, and this one says, from an anonymous citizen, which we usually will keep the, unless they just put it out there, we'll leave it anonymous anyway. But it says, thank you for your leadership in our city. While citizens may not agree with all decisions made, it is so good to see a united leadership in our mayor and city council. To the wonderful city of Minden employees and leaders, keep up the great work. So.
Well, that's
not
nice.
Not all grill the mayor moments. There's some pat on the back moments there.
When you said an anonymous text came in,
here we go.
My heart started racing. So, oh boy.
Yep. That's so nice. So a little thank you there from some of our citizens, and of course, if you would like to get involved and have a question for the mayor, I mean, it can cover anything that you think that is of concern to you personally in the city of Minden, give us a call, 318-596-1590. That's 318-596-1590. That is a call or text line. You can go either way there. So if you want to just shoot us a text, we'll gladly read it and address the issue. We can also take your phone call as well. Noticed on the Homer Road, they've been doing some utility work on the phone lines. I noticed that yesterday. I know that's not a city issue, but I'm assuming that's either cable or phone that's doing that.
Right, and there's also a little bit of work people have been asking me about from Center Point still, but that's not the widespread work we were having. I think those are just isolated upgrades that those companies are doing. But right now, you might notice the city crews are out.
Yeah.
It's getting Thanksgiving time.
That means you get ready for Christmas.
Christmas in Minden. You know, we have such a beautiful city, but it really gets to looking good at Christmas time. We are working it. I'll just tell y'all, we are working as hard as we can to make sure it looks as good as it can. We've talked before, a lot of those decorations cost a lot of money.
Yeah.
So we've gone through and we're trying to refurbish old ones, get as much life out of them as we can.
Absolutely.
We're putting up garland on the light poles. The lights don't work, but we're still we're still using the garland.
Well, it'll look nice. Yeah.
You know, we're trying to do the best we can. We've invested a small amount of money in this big scope of things, but to make it look better, we've got some improvements coming out. And every year I plan for us to do a little more, and just make Minden even more beautiful at Christmas time. But we're putting up lights now. We're going to be turning them on a little early. At first, you might notice there's bulbs out, and they don't look too good. But
you have to turn them on to know what's
out. That's right. We're putting them out because we don't have enough space where we store them to go through there and check them before. So we're just putting them all out. We bought 12,000 light bulbs.
Where do you pick up 12,000 light bulbs?
You buy them in bulk. You don't get them at Ace.
Yeah, that's like, can't go to Ace or Walmart or anything like that.
I'm sure that either of those could provide us those, but we bought bulk light bulbs from a Christmas company, sells Christmas light bulbs, and we'll have them on hand to replace all the bad ones, and we'll be working. We've got several city crews out. The street department helps. The line crew works on that also. The Civic Center staff works on that. Main Street kind of is heading it up. It's a big undertaking.
And speaking of Civic Center, there was a little, I won't say shakeup, but some personnel changes there. I heard that Steve retired at the city.
Steve Wilson retired at the end of October after almost 11 years with the city.
Wow, it had been. I couldn't remember when I heard my neighbors actually the Chad is
right
Chad. Stepped into that role now. So so it's a little bit of a and some of that has changed with his retirement as far as how that works as with the city. So if you could mention that, I guess
the person over the building maintenance is Chad Lee, your neighbor.
Yeah,
and he's a fantastic guy.
Oh yeah,
we to replace Steve, we had to get two people, so we have Chad Lee now, and we have Kenzie Taylor, who is over the rental. So if you want to rent it,
will she be in the regular in the main office?
Chad's in the office that Steve Wilson was in.
Yeah,
Kenzie's over on more towards the city hall side.
Okay.
But she also handles already the occupational license and different permits like that.
Okay. So, kind of a streamlined situation there.
Well, we made her a customer service rep and just gave her the booking side of the Civic Center, Fourth Street Building, and Community House Rentals.
Yeah, which they all went through Steve to
begin
with. So it just kind of put that all on one person. So one I guess kind of makes it easier because they've got one calendar to look at and they can take all that up.
Hopefully so. And Kenzie plans to work in the future with like the chamber and tourism to make sure we are all synchronized when we rent something so we don't have two big events at the same time in the future. You know, that's come up before.
I was going to get to that.
Were you?
Yeah. may or may not have involved witches. I'm not sure. But, of course, I guess we can mention that event. It looked like it went over well and was a success. I saw the check presentation earlier this week. So they had a successful first run, no pun intended.
Right. That's right. I rode with the police chief in that, and it was about as calm as it could be. A pleasant ride. Everyone just had a good time. When we got back to Miller Quarters and everyone was just kind of hanging out, it was no different than just hanging out eating lunch. It was, but it was dinner time. There were several people dressed up.
Yeah, but, I mean, you had seen there was plenty of fireworks on both sides of the issue. Unfortunately, I mean, I never really personally saw anything that was threatening to me at all in it, but I know you hear witches ride and you think the worst, unfortunately, but it was by far not that. But I guess if I had only one critique, and it's really the only critique I had, is I really felt like a Saturday might be a better day for that event, just because the way theirs is, it's not like a normal parade because of how it is entailed. So it takes a little bit more road closure wise from the city standpoint. And that was always my thing, is like, if you do this on a Saturday, now you're not involving the schools or people getting off work and maybe traffic's a little less. But, you know, it is what it is. And I think that's probably just called lessons learned.
I think lessons learned is what life is all about.
Yeah.
I had several takeaways from it, just little tweaking things.
Yeah, and like I said, that to me, that's just a scheduling thing. And again, you had to do it to kind of see, okay, we need to
do it. It's kind of like putting out the Christmas lights. You put them out, you plug them in, and see what's out and what needs changing.
And of course, I was at another event, but attendance-wise, it looked like it was fairly well attended.
I think it's a neat little event for us, and it went over real well.
So. Well, did you have this is your first year to have Halloween. How many phone calls did you have saying, when is Halloween going to be? Trick-or-treating.
Well, a lot of
that's always one of my favorite things. Are they going to have trick-or-treating tonight? Well, that's up to you.
It wasn't Halloween on a Tuesday.
I believe so, yeah.
And so, I mean, honestly, there's nothing about a Tuesday that says Halloween can't happen on Tuesday. It is surprising how many people ask if I was going to move it. But I could see a Sunday night.
Yeah.
You know, for church and things, or a Wednesday night.
Yeah.
I could see a Wednesday night, so next year I may have an issue, but you know, a Tuesday night, I was like, nope, it's going to be on the 31st. People say, when is Halloween? I say,
October 31st. Yeah. I mean, sometimes I think we just kind of outthink ourselves.
I don't know. It's funny. But, you know, luckily a lot of those calls get intercepted before they get to me.
Mayor doesn't have to make a phone call.
Well, you know, if it's important.
So. Yeah. Well, how have things been going here on the back half of the year? Obviously, this is your first calendar year as mayor, so have you run into things that you hadn't anticipated, or some things that are hit this time of year that you your first time through, just kind of figuring them out and learning as you go?
Oh yeah, the parts you can't predict often are, you know, I'm the mayor, and then I have my personal life. And life happens.
Yeah.
And you get hit with different things personally. So that I'm one person. Well, the city of Minden has 220 employees. Almost every one of those people have a life. Really all of them. And life happens to them. And so it's a lot, personnel-wise, it's a lot to maneuver there. And you can't predict it. You can't predict what's going to happen from day to day. And then you have all the citizens, 11,000, 12,000 citizens that all have their needs. And you'd actually be surprised how many people Minden serves that do not necessarily live in the city limits but call and need help. So it's a lot of people to serve, and you can't predict that. You cannot predict what tomorrow holds. And so you just take it a day at a time.
Well, one thing, I don't know if it's come in yet or not, but the new rescue truck for the fire department was supposed to come in this week. I haven't heard. I know they had a little bit of a delay getting it, but Brian had said at Monday's meeting it was supposed to be coming in.
Well, and you know, he had asked me a few weeks ago, did I want him to bring it to the council meeting and let all the council and, you know, citizens see it at our council meeting? And I said, yes, I do. I want to see that. Yeah. Truck, and we'd all be able to climb on it, I guess. I don't know. But anyway, it didn't show up. It's taking time. You know, that's not a small purchase for us.
Yeah,
that's
exactly. That was a big deal.
That's a $300,000-$400,000 investment. And so they're outfitting it like we want it. And I believe that truck's in Alabama, and it just hadn't made it quite yet.
Yeah, so it hadn't made it in yet.
That's right.
Still on the way.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I know Brian had said he had hoped it would make it in by the end of the week, but I guess paint hadn't quite dried yet.
That's right. It hadn't quite made it in yet.
And this is going to be a big help for the fire department.
Well,
not just fire department, I guess.
It's a big help for the citizens in the end result because of the way we'll be able to send out rescue units. Have it equipped like we need it. A lot of things over the city have been improved, and there's a lot of areas in the city we've just got to make some investments to make sure. I mean, we, in a lot of ways, we've duct taped and strapped things together and just move on. But we're looking at trying to improve things as we go. And that was something that's not fun to invest in because it was so expensive. But if you don't stop every now and again and put some money here and put some money there, you wind up with not having anything.
That is true. And, of course, one thing that I do like, and I think this was a change that you had requested for the city council meeting, is have Brian give a monthly report like the police chief Jared McGiver does on every week. So it's always nice to know, okay, we made X number of calls for service this month, X number of fires, X number of rescue calls. That's just I just like knowing.
It's interesting.
Yeah, just that's
helps
that kind of
you
thing.
To know. How many people? So, we paid that much for a fire department. What are they even doing?
Yeah.
Well, they made 45 calls this month. You know, I remember one month he gave the report and he said he was just going through the different things. And if this is you, forgive me for saying this, but he said we rescued one guy that had fallen in his swimming pool. The swimming pool was empty. You know,
yeah, hey.
I mean, you just never know what they'll be out there doing,
that
helping
first step,
people.
That first step's a doozy. That,
you know? It is. It got him. You know, but
but that's part of their job is rescue,
but we need
as
to know.
Well.
Yeah,
so. But we'll. It's definitely, I appreciate the fact that they do that. Just, you know, again, just information that the citizens need to know. Here's and another thing was 46 hours of continuing training,
right,
that the staff as a whole went through. So,
right,
you know, those are big things as well. We'll take another break and get ready to kind of wrap up things for this month's edition of Ask the Mayor with Minden Mayor Nick Cox. Again, your phone calls and text messages are welcome. 318-596-1590. That's 318-596-1590. I meant to mention it and I didn't do it earlier, but you can also email us at askthemayor@kbef.com. That's askthemayor@kbef.com. KBEF.com. But we'll be back in just a moment with more Ask the Mayor with Minden Mayor Nick Cox on AM 1240 KASO.
Transport Medical Service, Advanced Emergency Medical, fully accredited medical technicians, Advanced Emergency Medical, a Christian-based company locally owned. When you're in trouble with the one to phone, our care and attention stand alone. Advanced Emergency Medical, Advanced Emergency Medical.
It's the first round of the playoffs for the Glenbrook Apaches as they host Sacred Heart. Game time is set for 7 p.m. Support the Apaches and be at the game if you can. But if you can't make the game, catch it on AM 1240 KASO. Brought to you by Minden Athletic Supply, Wimberley Agencies, Minden Farm and Garden, and Underdog Sports Grill. It's the Apaches and the Trojans, Friday night, 7 p.m. on AM 1240 KASO and online at KBEF.com.
From the Fox Sports Studios in Los Angeles, here's Nick Cope.
It sounds like today is the day we will get some clarity on Michigan, Coach Jim Harbaugh, and the sign-stealing scandal, with ESPN reporting the Big Ten is expected to announce any potential punishment against the Wolverines this afternoon. Michigan is traveling to Penn State today for their big matchup on a Saturday. Last night in college football, number 11 Louisville rallied to beat Virginia 31-24. The Cardinals outscored the Cavaliers 17-3 in the fourth quarter to improved to 9-1. In the NFL, the Bears edged the Panthers 16-13. In the NBA, Giannis Antetokounmpo scored 54 points, the most by any player in the league this season, but the Bucks fell to the Pacers 126-124. And in college basketball, wins in the top 25 for number 4 Michigan State, number 20 Baylor, number 21 USC, and number 23 St. Mary's.
Well, we're circling the runway, about to bring this plane in for a landing here on the November edition of Ask the Mayor with Minden Mayor Nick Cox at 48 minutes past the hour. Your chance to talk to the mayor about what's going on in our community, things that you would like to know, or demand an answer, if you will. Well, maybe not demand an answer, but he would be happy to take your request of information, or if you have simply a question on how something gets done or what your steps are to get something done, mayor would be happy to put you in the right direction, if nothing else, on that as well. But one area we want to talk about this morning, and before I do that, your text messages and calls are welcome. 318-596-1590. That's 318-596-1590. A topic of discussion on social media made its way to the papers as well. And of course, when that happens, you get phone calls too. Is Victory Park and mainly the condition of some of the equipment. Of course, that equipment's pushing 15 plus years old now. And somebody was talking about the slide had some holes in it and issues with the swings. Just basically looked like age related and sun weather related wear on the equipment. But had made some mention of the other parks had been getting some funding for them, and then you were going to try to do your best to kind of shuffle the deck a little bit to help with the Victory Park situation. But you have some updates on how that's going.
Well, just to kind of paint the picture, the council prior to us had voted to replace several parks, and I'm not sure what their reasoning was, but they picked several parks to replace. High Street, Babb Park, Walnut over by Shepherd Street.
Mm-hmm.
They picked several parks to work on. They put very little money in Victory Park, but they did order equipment. Well, it took two or so years for the equipment to come in, and to be honest, the equipment showed up along with the bill, and that's when I realized we had ordered it.
We did get that.
Because they don't necessarily tell you everything that's pending, you know. And so we started pulling up the old equipment at Babb Park and at the different parks. Yule Park, we did it also. We pulled that equipment up. And so We had some other communities, our neighbors, that wanted the old equipment because it still had a little life in it, and they felt like they could fix it. And I said, no, we're going to save all that old equipment, and I'm going to use it for spare parts at the parks.
Just in case.
Yes,
yeah.
And because apparently at Victory Park, that playground equipment is discontinued, and we can no longer order parts for it.
Go figure.
But if you compare the new equipment that the previous council had bought to the equipment that we have now, that playground at Victory Park, even though it's old, is still very robust. Like some of the posts are 8-10 inches. Some of them are 24 inches in diameter.
Yeah.
The concrete's like a house footing or a building footing. I mean, that stuff is heavy
it
duty.
It was built to last.
The new parks, that equipment is really for smaller children. So Victory Parks can accommodate larger children. And so we have all these spare parts, but the truth is every park had been beat by the sun and had started dry rotting.
Yeah.
So we had three. So the spiral slide, we had a good part for it. And we've already fixed the spiral slide since Sunday or Saturday's Facebook post.
Yeah.
We repaired it, had the street department go over there, and we had to undo the whole slide, take it apart.
Oh, gosh.
Because it was the bottom piece.
Yeah, of course.
I told them it's like a corn dog. You have to pull it up off the stick.
Yeah.
You can't go down because it's concreted in the ground.
Exactly.
So we had to redo that whole slide. Luckily, you know, this time of year, our departments aren't quite as busy, but they're really focusing on Christmas,
you know,
right now. Anyway, we repaired the spiral slide at Victory Park. And now we're working on there's a round slide, a full round slide that had busted at the end. And yes, I think vandalism, and yes, I think kids tore it up. But I also think the sun had beat it right there, and
it was
the
just
rain.
A weak spot.
I think it was a weak spot. And the truth is, if kids find a weak spot, they're going to punch through. You know
it
is.
It's
and
just so kids being kids.
It's part of the wear and tear of things. We all want people to take care of our stuff, but. Anyway, we had three, and here's another supporting argument. We had three of those parts extra, and they were all broken in the same spot.
Yeah,
and
so apparently just a weak spot in that.
Well, the kids slide down, and they stop there. Well, there's a pole underneath there that holds it up, and I think it pushes on it, and it flexes right there, and it has a lot of, that's the stability of the whole slide.
Gotcha.
And so it's gotten very weak there. But all those slide ends were broken in the same spot.
Go figure.
So we tried to have Pearman welding, plastic weld it back together.
Yeah.
Which I didn't even, but it was, they said the plastic's so brittle from the years in the sunshine, it just can't be fixed. So we're trying to find somewhere we can order it.
Yeah. The search continues.
Right. As far as, now, knock on wood here, but as far as securing the parks, you know, at Victory Park, we brought in a security trailer.
Yeah, you've had the one from Stallion. Yeah, mm-hmm. It's been sitting over where that new construction with the pickleball court.
That's right.
What's the little thing next to the pickleball court?
That's a workout.
I've seen it, but I haven't really stopped to investigate it.
CenterPoint donated the money for that workout, and if I have access to the cameras and I watch the park sometimes, not a whole lot, but we have the electrical control center or the steam plant guys. We have operators there 24/7, and they watch those cameras.
Oh, wow.
So, and then we have the ability, if someone's tearing up stuff, to actually speak to them through the camera system.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And we have the, of course, the ability to call the police. But we also have a siren we can alert. So if we see somebody is damaging, now that doesn't mean we catch everything. You know,
exactly.
I mean, it's hard to watch those cameras for 24/7.
Yeah, but they're, I'm assuming, recording, and you can go back and review.
And I think it's important for the citizens, if you see some damage, to go ahead and call it in.
Yeah.
Because the sooner you call it in, the quicker I can tie it back to, okay, this wasn't like this yesterday, but it was today. Who was there this morning? You get what I'm saying?
The timeline shrinks a little bit.
But when we let 3 weeks lapse, that's 24 hours times 7 times 3.
Yeah.
That's a lot of hours of footage to
figure
out.
Well, not only that, but it's a whole lot quicker to get something done by calling 377-2144 versus post on Facebook.
Well, it's really the more, I'm going to say this controversial, it'd be kind of the more respectable Well, it's the more responsible thing to do.
Don't get me wrong. It's not a bad thing to post, just as a heads up. Hey, if you're going to Victory Park, right now the slide's out.
That's a whole different deal.
But when you're posting just to complain about it, my first thing is, would you call somebody to see if you can get it fixed?
I find out most of the stuff through Facebook. You know,
I guess that's where Facebook's useful for you as mayor.
It is. But it would be nice if I had a heads up and given a chance to make it right.
Exactly.
But it's fine.
But you mentioned security, and we talked about the pickleball courts. There's some more improvement. It looks like the pickleball court, the court surface itself, actually got finished up, and it looks more like a pickleball court now.
And it's nice. And like I said, Center Point donated that workout equipment.
Yeah.
And then we had the pickleball
court. You had a grant
courts.
For that pickleball court, right?
That's right, from Center Point. Very nice. And it is nice. You can go out there and do self-paced, self-guided workouts on that. You can do sit-ups, push-ups, pull-ups.
It's got chains
with loops you can pull up.
Interesting.
It has instructions on there on how to do all that.
Is there some lighting that in that area after dark?
There's a little bit. It's pretty decent.
Yeah, but you also said there's going to be some fencing going up around. Is it just the pickleball court?
Well, we had two reasons for the fence. I think the workout center, but the pickleball court particularly, we don't want people driving across it.
Here comes and pickleball.
People have been driving across it, and then your ball gets loose, and you don't want your ball just flying up. You don't want to have to retrieve that ball the whole day.
Either that or somebody running across the road at the wrong time, too.
It's just best to have it fenced in. So we're working on that, too.
But the security camera, I noticed that there's two permanent security cameras now over the pickleball court and the workout area, and they've kind of moved the stallion trailer back up towards the playground area. At least it was the other day when I drove by.
Well, we've moved the security trailer to High Street because all the playground equipment was delivered there for High Street. So it's gone. It's moved across town.
Oh, okay, so they've moved it since
but
then.
But we have, I know for sure, four cameras at Victory Park, and we're putting a pole up over towards Summit Street pointing back towards the water park, mm-hmm. and we're going to have two more cameras installed any day. It may have already been done.
Okay.
So that would give us six security cameras that we have ability to watch.
Now, is that going to be something that you're going to shoot to do at all of your park
areas?
It's
a little tricky. One reason why it's doable at Victory Park, we can use the internet from the community house.
You get some
of these more remote parks that we don't have a city building by. We have to literally put internet there. So it's not going to be a quick thing, but we want our stuff taken care of.
Yeah, and I know security is always another big issue, especially at the parks. And trying to monitor damage and vandalism and things like
at
that,
Victory
which
Park,
you hate it not to happen, but it does.
At Victory Park, I had them make signs, and I said, I want to be as blunt as we can. And the signs say, you're being watched. But it's not like Big Brother. As much as it is, hey, don't tear up our stuff. We're watching you.
Yeah,
We want to hold you accountable.
Well, it's definitely something we'll be keeping a watch on as well. No pun intended there as
right,
well.
Right.
But that will wrap up our edition of Ask the Mayor for this month. Mayor, we appreciate you coming by. And we will, I guess, next time we talk, we'll be getting ready for the Christmas season in earnest. And it'll be all downhill from there. A year in the books for Mayor Nick Cox. Well, Mayor, we appreciate you being by. And we hope to see you next month for next week, our next month's edition of Ask the Mayor with Minden Mayor Nick Cox on AM 1240 KASO.